Barr's own father, a shepherd like him, took a philosophical view, albeit one that was spiced with strong language. Railways were there to stay, he said. You had to get used to them, along with foul weather, foxes and rustlers. They were just one more threat with which a shepherd had to live. Jamie Farr didn't share his father's attitude. He was too young and too headstrong. He'd never acknowledge the railway's right to torment livestock and kill indiscriminately. As he gazed down at the tiny lamb, crushed obscenely, and now being sniffed by its grieving mother, he was overwhelmed by a sense of injustice. A heinous crime had been committed. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. A lust for revenge swelled up inside him. There had to be a way to strike back.
"Look at it, will ye?" said Dougal Murray. "There's no a soul in sight out there."
"Aye," agreed Jock Laidlaw. "I can see naething but empty fields and hills."
"I like it that way, Dougal. It doesn't appeal to me. I want to see toons and people and things going on." "You'll get your share of that farther up the line. But there's still too much countryside to go through yet."
"A body can breathe out here," said Laidlaw. "I dunno feel shut in by hooses and factories and the like."